Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Believe in Saints. He is Terrence Copper. I am David Grubb. And welcome as we get ready for Christmas Eve and the Saints. A big game coming up this week on the road against the Browns. They kept the playoff hopes alive last week with a win over the Falcons. And TC, man, just getting a victory, the way it happened, defense coming up big late, how important was that for this team just to finally get a win?
Confidence-wise, huge. Huge, and record-wise, especially if you're trying to stay in the playoff hunt. It's a very slim chance to make it, but I've seen crazier things happen, especially down the stretch, you know. So we're going to need some help. But we gotta take care of what we gotta take care of our job first. That's winning games. And that was a big win for us.
Yeah, it's down to 2% for the Saints and their chances to make the playoffs. This week, I'm looking at the schedule, and you know, the Saints, of course, have the Browns, and you look at what's going on at the rest of the division. And Atlanta has a very difficult game this week against Baltimore. So that should be, you know, you'd expect that they would lose again. Carolina is going up against the Lions, who are now 7-7 and have been really hot as of late. That's not an easy game for them. The tough one, I think, this week for the Saints, the Saints are really going to have to be rooting for those Arizona Cardinals, who are without Kyler Murray now against Tampa Bay. You know, that's the one that's the Saints got to do what they got to do. But that's the one that everybody's going to have their eyes on, too.
Yeah. And I think the Saints can do offensively. It wasn't perfect offensively, but I love the way they use Alvin. I love the way that they use Taysom. They did a great job of using those guys in different type looks, jet sweeps, dump down passes. So they did a great job of really using Alvin Kamara in a different way, the way that we felt like they should have been using him the entire time. So I feel like if we come out with a game plan like that and offensively, I think we'll be okay, but we got to deal with the weather. I don't know how we play in cold weather games. It's supposed to be cold in Cleveland.
It's going to be nasty. I mean, I think the Saints are leaving on Thursday afternoon right after practice to get up to Cleveland and kind of get themselves acclimated. I mean, this is an early game, you know, on Christmas Eve, but at the same time, I think it's a game where they're going to have to rely on Taysom Hill again. They're going to have to rely on Alvin Kamara again because Chris Olave may not play with his hamstring that he tweaked last week against Atlanta, and it's in the cold weather. You certainly don't want wide receivers out there sprinting with a hamstring injury in cold weather where you're trying to get that going. And then you also have Cesar Ruiz going to the injured list this week, so you lose him for the rest of the season. You know, just when you're getting back, Eric McCoy – so I think, again, you're going to have this change up on the offensive line. The running game is going to be Andy Dalton's best friend.
It is. But, you know what, Andy Dalton has done a great job, especially the last game. I'm referring to the last game. He did a great job of not making a mistake. He made some big-time throws, some tough throws that he made. So if he can just manage the game and we can get our run game going, I think we have to get creative with it a little bit. I don't think too creative, but we got to get creative with it. Just kind of the same way we did this last game. I think we'll be fine. The biggest thing, and this might be something that people really don't realize, we have to make sure we check our cleats before we get out there. A lot of times guys are out there and want to play in the most comfortable cleat. The comfortable cleats are the one that the molded one, where you got the cleat that's kind of molded into mm-hmm. your shoe. But in this type of game, you got to go to the seven studs. That's the screw-ins.
The screw-ins, yep.
They're terrible on your feet because you actually can feel the screws in your feet through the shoe. They're terrible, but if you don't put those on in this type of game, you can be slipping and sliding everywhere. That's one little detail that you really got to pay attention to because it can really change the outcome of a game.
And that's one particularly for the defense because in colder weather, the offense has a bit of an advantage in the sense that I know where I'm going and you have to react. So if you don't get that on that quick step to react, if you don't get some dig and some plant in that foot, you know, you're going down.
That's right.
And it's not going to be I mean, look, Cleveland is notorious for having that hard turf when it gets down to the wintertime. And you know what that's like, too, just playing on that hard, cold, you know, outdoor surface. That takes a physical toll on you, too, every time you hit that ground. And it's just it's not fun. Like people who like it, watch it on TV, who think cold weather football is fun. Like, can you just tell them again how it hurts more in the cold than it does in the inside or in the warmth?
Definitely. So, look, I look on TV now and I watch cold games and I'm like, man, how did I even play in this stuff? Because it gets cold. I think the coldest game I ever played in was with New Orleans. We went up to Chicago. It may have been a playoff game, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe
the NFC Championship game?
NFC Championship game. It was like 18 degrees out there. Cold, cold, cold. We got our tail toe up. But I still can't believe that we actually play in that type of weather. Because when I go outside now, it's like, 30-some degrees here, 40-some degrees here in North Carolina. And when I go outside, I'm like, gosh, how did I go out there with no sleeves on? You know, just with a uniform on playing football. So these games get cold. And the only way you can kind of really get through these games is based off adrenaline, a lot of Vaseline, and some hand warmers. And keep your toes warm. So these cold games are no joke. But we got to play in it because both teams are playing in it.
And it's just – it's interesting because the Saints, again, you get defensively, you go up against Deshaun Watson, who's getting himself together, you know, after missing most of the season. And we're not going to talk about that. That's, you know, that's something for another place, another time. But he is still one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL. He's still able to make all the throws, you know, that type of presence, a tall, strong guy in the pocket who can do all those things. It's going to be important again for the Saints. A, you got to deal with Nick Chubb after last week with the Falcons, and we know how physical that they were running the ball against the Saints. So you're going to have to be ready for that. And then still, Watson is a guy who can move. He's not – and he's run against the Saints before. We've seen him when he was with the Texans have some big running performances against the Saints as well as with his arm.
Yeah, that's one thing I want to see how we play against – how we play Deshaun Watson. Not just up front, but in the secondary. One thing we have to do, we have to stay disciplined with our eyes. When he starts scrambling, not necessarily for our DBs to come up to try to make tackles because he extend plays with his legs. And he still can throw it down the field, even when it looks like he's just scrambling about to run with it. He's still looking downfield to make a throw. So we have to really stay disciplined with our eyes when we guard our receivers and stick with them and not just coming up to make a tackle because he may not run it. He may throw it. He may just be running around just to buy time. You know, so I'm really anxious to see how we're going to play him because, like I said, he is one of the best quarterbacks. To me, he's still – of course, once he get back into the groove, but before he left, he was one of the best quarterbacks to play the game that was in the league, one of the young up and coming quarterbacks. So I want to see what he does, but I also want to see how we're going to play him.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, there's two things that he does have an advantage of. His arm strength that he brings to the table in a cold weather game where wind can be a factor, he can still push it downfield. He can throw it against that wind. That's not something that the Saints – are going to do in general anyway, but he can do that. And like you said, he's big like a Cam Newton, But if he starts running where Cam was going to tuck it and go, Deshaun, yeah, is still looking downfield because he's accurate enough on the move with that arm that he can make big throws while moving. And that just – that makes it so difficult. And with the Saints, who have always had these issues with rushing – running quarterbacks, and even last week dealing with Desmond Ridder, who didn't throw it great but still have made some plays and was able to extend some things while they were able to run the ball with Algier, you know, they've got to be able to shut down Nick Chubb early, and it's going to be so important for them to be physical up front and able to do that.
Yeah, this game right here, you hit it on the head. This game right here, we got to be able to stop the run. Nick Chubb was – he's a Pro Bowler again this year. We got to stop the run because me watching the game with Algier from the Falcons, he is a load. He is a load to bring down. He runs hard. He's one of those short, compact running backs that's thick and explosive. And Nick Chubb is kind of the same way.
Don't waste time in the hole.
Yeah, he's a load to bring down. So we got to be able to stop the run. And truthfully, in the conditions it may be in, we might be able to stack the box to stop the run, to make Deshaun Watson throw the ball because of the conditions. So these conditions may play in our favor, you know, because it's gonna bring an element to the game to where it's going to be tough to throw, especially if the conditions are the way they're calling for it to be. So the conditions could play in our favor when it comes to us stacking the box and just really baiting the quarterback to throw the ball. And hopefully the conditions kind of affect them as well.
That's one of those things is where in line play, your defensive line may actually have a bit of an advantage in that cold weather, because especially in pass protection where the line is conditioned to go backwards in that protection to hold that initial thing, it's a lot harder when that ground don't, you know, doesn't hold as easy and those back foot doesn't stay as stable. So, yeah, I mean, those things are – and the Saints have a strong defensive line. They may not have the fastest defensive line, but the one thing is that the Saints do have one of the more physical defensive lines in the NFL.
That's true. So, like I said, we'll see, man. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm ready to see the Saints play. I'm ready to see us get a win. But honestly, I want to see what Deshaun Watson's going to do. I haven't seen him play this year. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him play live anyway. I haven't seen him play. So I'm anxious to see what he looks like. And I'm also anxious to see how we handle him and what kind of tweaks that we make when it comes to the pass rush, when it comes to rushing him. Are we going to go zone? Are we going to go man? So I'm anxious to see some of these things, what we're going to do.
There are three things this week that came up, and I think that I want to get your thoughts on them. Number one, the continued ascension of Juwan Johnson. He is, first of all, turning himself into Andy Dalton's favorite target. Mm-hmm. But not only that, he's producing at a very high level and showing that that transition is now – he's starting to look like a tight end more. Like the way he's running, it's a different route tree. It's a different attitude as a tight end than it is compared to that wide receiver. And I think before he was running it a lot like a wide receiver still. Mm-hmm. Now you see him sitting down in different places on the field, making himself available for Andy Dalton. And just talk about what you see in his evolution as a receiver and coming into that tight end spot and now becoming a real factor for the Saints.
I think he's getting a great feel for the game. He's really getting a great feel for it. Like you say, you mentioned it. He's learning where the holes are at. He's learning how to sit in them, not to run out of them. So he's really getting a good feel for the game. But the biggest thing, of course, that's big for him getting a feel for the game, the play before the catch, but after the catch. The stuff he's doing after the catch, those yards after the catch are huge because he's turning maybe 12-yard catches into 30-yard runs afterwards or 25-yard runs afterwards. So his yards after catch is really producing a lot of explosion plays for the Saints. Like I said, I think for him, transitioning from playing receiver to tight end was great for us. I like all of our young receivers. You got Shaheed that he's still making plays for us. He's been making plays ever since he came on the scene.
Yep.
Olave, he's been the most consistent receiver that we had. So he's been doing well ever since he came on the scene. Then you throw in a guy like Johnson, you know, our receiving core looks great for the future. You know, they look great for the future. But of course, it all goes. And honestly, I can't even it all goes back to what we're going to do at the quarterback position next year. Mm-hmm. But Andy Dalton didn't look bad this game.
No,
and truthfully, he's one of those quarterbacks that he's going to make the right throws the majority of the time. He can manage a game. I think he's a game manager. I don't know if he's one of those guys that can go out there and win you a game again like he used to when he was with Cincinnati. But he can manage the game, and sometimes that's all you need when you have a defense like we have. But we also have to continue to be better on third down. I think it was a little better on third down this game right here, just passed with the Falcons. But we got to continue that so our defense not just stand on the field for so long.
Yeah, just that there's still, I think, and I think this is the level of aggressiveness in the play calling at times still. I think that's something that people just still kind of notice, is that it feels like at times when the Saints can be a little bit more aggressive, and particularly with Alvin Kamara and getting him in space and those types of things, and not settling, you know, still having that mindset. Even if Andy's a game manager, that doesn't mean you're not trying to get points. And it just sometimes it feels mm-hmm. like the Saints are on cruise control offensively, and you don't have to be risky to try to push the ball at times. It doesn't have to be dangerous to do it, but it just seems like sometimes the Saints are a little too conservative.
Yeah, I understand. And some of it may be just because of play calling, and some of it may be, you know, do you really trust Andy Dalton to make certain throws? You know, you really don't know. You don't know what that issue could be. So, like I said, I'm just glad we got this last win, and I just want us to finish on a strong note. Whether we make the playoffs or not, let's finish this season out strongly, you know. And I think that'll be great for everybody on the team, the coaching staff, and the players when it comes to their future.
Because they got to start identifying the people who are going to be around, the people who are mm-hmm. going, you know, and that's what it is now. People are auditioning for jobs and their futures. Do you mm-hmm. belong here? Do you want to be here? You know, for both sides, as a player, you got a decision to make. The guys who have about their futures and where what they want to do. Now is the time to kind of sort those things out. The other two stories, DeMario Davis making a Pro Bowl. I find it so strange that in the Saints' worst year as a team, DeMario finally gets some recognition and gets to the Pro Bowl. When all these years when the Saints defense was top five and when the team was top five, you couldn't get him a snip of the Pro Bowl.
You know what? I'm excited for him because he made it. Because truthfully, I felt like he should have made it last year.
He should have made it every year he's been with the Saints.
Right. You know, but you have so many great linebackers out here. You know, that's a testament to the linebackers and the skill set of these other guys. It's also on other teams as well that are just as good and great. But he definitely deserved it. I'm just glad he got his due. I'm quite sure. One thing about the Pro Bowl, usually once you make the Pro Bowl once, you usually make it consistently, or you make it again the next year, because it's all about you just got to get your name out there one time, get that vote to get the Pro Bowl one time, and all of a sudden now, if you go out there next year and you ain't got to have a great, great year, but if you have a good year, just because you made it last year, more than likely you might get the bid and make it again, you know. So I'm glad he got his name in the Pro Bowl so he can honestly get more opportunities to make it. But it's tough getting to that first year, but I'm glad he made it.
Yeah, because I think he's been one of those guys that players have always respected in DeMario's game. I think that he was undervalued. He's undervalued by fans around the league. I don't think people understand how good he is. And I think mm-hmm. he's undervalued by some coaches around the league. Like, mm-hmm. I, you know, because coaches are the third part of that scale of that voting mm-hmm. process. And I think that they've undervalued him as part of the Saints defense. And I think that people discounted the Saints defense, quite frankly, even when it was producing those stats over the last few years. I think they viewed it as more of an aggregate thing than that there were any individual greatness on there. And they certainly have some individually great players.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. Like I said, I'm excited for him, the fact that he made it as well.
The last thing I wanted to hit you with is that this rumor keeps coming back that Sean Payton is going to come back to New Orleans. What are your thoughts on that? Just A, do you think that that's a possibility? And B, if it is a possibility, do you think it's a good idea?
Great idea. Why wouldn't you want Sean Payton to come back? You know, there's no love loss. You know, right. There's no love loss. He needed a year off. he needed a year off for whatever reason it was. You know, the reasoning for him taking that year off doesn't even matter. You know, but he needed that time off to kind of reset, to get back, kind of adjusted, you know, and now he wants to come back. So hopefully if he comes back to the NFL, why not come back? You would love for him to come back to New Orleans. So I would definitely be all in with him coming back with no hesitation. Now you got your head coach back in place that also can be your play caller. And not saying it would happen, you could easily move Dennis Allen back to the defensive coordinator, and you could have Pete be the offensive.
I don't think that happens, though. I don't think that happens. If he comes back, I don't think he keeps both offensive.
You know, I really don't think he lets Pete go. I don't think he will let Pete go because him and Pete are like this.
He might keep Pete, but Pete ain't make call of plays, that's for sure.
No, no, he would not call plays. I don't think
Dennis could go backwards again like that to go back under Sean again. I think he's humble. I'm not saying Dennis Allen's an egotistical man, but in the world of the NFL, I just think that there's a bit of pride. And like if you got lost your job after 1 year as a head coach and you got to go back in the same place and get demoted at the same place, I think that's hard for any man to take. You know what I mean? I think it's just hard. It's hard to walk through the doors because the other people, their view of you changes too. And I think it's just a hard chemistry for people who are not, who have not, don't have the, wouldn't have the history with Dennis Allen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if I didn't know you like that, if I'm a new to the organization and if I've only been around a year or two and I'm like, you used to be the head coach and now you're going backwards. I think that, you know, it's just, there's a mental thing that just kind of makes that a little harder for offense coordinator to just go back to staying where he was. That's one thing, but to go from defense coordinator to head coach and have to go back within the same thing, I think that might be hard.
To me, I think he's a humble guy. And not saying that this is all going to happen. We just kind of not saying all this stuff's going to happen. But I think if Coach Payton comes back and he wants Coach Allen to remain the defensive coordinator, go to the defense coordinator, why wouldn't you go? Where else would you go at? Where else would you go? You're not going to get hired as another head coach.
No.
You know, so you're going to be a defense coordinator for somebody if you get hired again. So why not stay on the staff that you know everybody, you know your players, you know the head coach that's coming in, and y'all been successful?
How does the money work, though, then? Because if you're firing Dennis as the head coach, do you still have – how do you renegotiate that deal?
Look, I leave that up to
Mickey Loomis. I leave that up Kai Hartley let Kai and them figure it out how to make that money work. That ain't our job.
Right.
I would never say you can't go home again because I don't believe that's true in sports. I don't think that's true because we've seen so many cases of where people have been able to go back. As long as you're still in your mental or physical capabilities, I don't think that Sean Payton has forgotten how to coach in a year. No. And like you said, I believe in life. There are times when we all need to step back and say, maybe I need to recalibrate. This isn't, you know, going the way I want it to go. It don't feel right now. And if you step away and if he decides, I think you're right. I don't think it would be a hypocritical thing. I don't think it would be a thing that I would judge Sean Payton for if he said, I do want to come back. I just needed some time away. I didn't want to do it for you. I didn't feel like I could give it what everything I could. I didn't think I would have been good for the organization, but I want to come back. This is home. I think you're right. The fans would be open arms to it. The organization itself. Yeah, I don't see Gale turning him down if he did say, I want to come back. If he picks up the phone and says, I'm coming home, I think this is like the prodigal son. I think there is a feast outside waiting for Sean Payton and the fatted calf and all that is waiting for my man. And they will be glad to have him back on Airline Highway.
One thing that we would have to give him, though, we got to give him a quarterback. We got to give him a quarterback. That right there, if he doesn't come back to New Orleans, not saying that he was even coming back to New Orleans. Like, this all is hypothetical. We're all thinking. But he got to have a quarterback. He got to have a quarterback that can run his offense. And whether that be drafting a quarterback or getting a quarterback that he like, to come in and run his offense. So that'll be the biggest, to me, when I look at it, that'll be the biggest holdup of him coming back to New Orleans, is the fact that the quarterback position is in limbo right now, and we don't really know which way we're going yet with the quarterback position.
And who knows, there are probably, what, maybe 7 or 8 quarterbacks in this draft, and like that people are talking about, you know, all the way down to, you know, and it just depends on need on draft day. Because we've seen drafts where it's been a lot of, where we say maybe it's not as full of prospects as you think, and then a couple of good, really good quarterbacks come out of drafts, and we've had quarterbacks that were called quarterback-heavy drafts, and nobody panned out. So, I mean, that's the thing about the NFL, too, is that the quarterback position is the hardest to draft, the hardest to scout, the hardest to predict in the development. The Saints could, you don't know, they could get a, they could hit the lottery in round 2 or round 3 with a quarterback, because we've seen it in the NFL before. We've seen, there are star quarterbacks right now in this league who were drafted after the second round.
That's true. And one thing that we failed to mention, Coach Payton knows how to develop quarterbacks.
He knows. He don't know how to draft them, but he can make them better. He ain't drafted a good one yet, but he knows how to make them better.
Exactly. He makes everybody that plays in this offense, that plays under Coach Payton, are always better once they come to New Orleans. They're always better. And that's quarterbacks, that's receivers, you know, including myself as well. Some of my best years when it comes to stat-wise was in New Orleans. Some of the best years of a lot of receivers that been in New Orleans was in New Orleans, you know, because they pay so much attention to detail. We can know exactly what we're doing. The quarterback will know exactly where he's going with it. Everything is so detailed, and we're so prepared that you have no other choice but to be successful in this offense. You know, so like I said, we just got to get him here and get him under Coach Payton tutelage. Hopefully we get Coach Payton back. But if he don't come back, I still believe in the coaching staff we have now. But of course, if he does want to come back, arms are open.
Yeah, you ain't turning down. Look, there. How many coaches right now in the NFL active have a Super Bowl ring? How many active? In the league right now is Belichick, Andy Reid, and we talk about, like, you know what I mean? Like, the list, Pete Carroll, and that's, we on a decade past Pete's win. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're getting farther and farther from people. How many active guys have Super Bowl championships? It's hard to get one. And that's, I think, true. People also learn, too, look, this coaching gig is not easy. Jeff Saturday is figuring that out in Indianapolis. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk off the street and just find a coach. So to me, you know, they're going to be people be like, well, Sean Payton walked out on the Saints and now they won't take. Man, if one of the greats comes back and says, I want to play or work for you, you figure it out. Hard feelings, whatever beef, whatever problems, you'll figure it out. Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton to figure it out. They boys. Their futures were tied together from day one. You know what I'm saying? They had the contracts were like, if you go, I go. So if they got to figure it out, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Yep. Like I said, I'm just excited for not – of course, this season didn't go the way that we wanted to go. But I'm still excited about the Saints' future moving forward, because I feel like we got a lot of good pieces that's still in place, some young pieces. I feel like the future for us is still bright regardless of how this season goes. I think the future for the Saints is still bright.
You can still see that the cupboard isn't bare. It needs fixing. There's certainly things that need fixing, but I don't think the house is in fundamental disrepair. You know, that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't look like this is a team that needs to be completely torn down and shipped apart and do all those things. There are holes, definitely. And some of these things are injury related, that if you could have had a full year of Trevor Penning, you know, you just wonder about those things in sports. If you could have had a full year of Trevor Penning, if you could have Eric McCoy, if Jameis never gets hurt, if Mike Thomas doesn't get hurt, how many of those things are different? How different is this season right now? If you've just added 2 more wins to their schedule somewhere along the way because of injury, this season looks very different right now. It's just a completely different season. And so that shows you the margin between success and failure in the NFL. Like that. It's nothing.
True. That's it, man. I agree with you. I definitely agree.
What's your thoughts for the game this weekend? I think it's another tight one that comes down to, you know, who's got the ball last, and it's either somebody making a stop or getting a score. I'm going to put this one a lot like this week. I'm going to say 21. I'm going to say 21-18 again. I'm going to put it that kind of number. In the cold, it's going to be tough. 21-18 Saints.
Man, I got to go a little less than that. I think the weather is really going to play a big factor. I think offensively, both teams may struggle if we can't get – if either teams can get the run game going. I'm going to go 17-14 Saints.
It's going to be a tight one. And then that's the one thing – I will give this for the Saints. As frustrating as it's been, there have not been the kind of losses that you just were embarrassed by, where they got blown off the field and you look like – they just looked incompetent. So I'll say, you know, even in a difficult season – there has been a high level of pride for this team, and they deserve credit for that. Each week, they have been professional on the field, and they have represented the city and themselves well.
Yep, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I agree with that.
Brother, I just want to wish you and your family Merry Christmas. I hope everything goes well for you for the holidays, and I hope we get to watch a win on Christmas Eve.
Definitely, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family as well, man. Like I said, we're going to be watching these Saints play, and hope they can give me a good Christmas gift with a win.
All right, we will talk about this one next week. And until the next time, again, he is Terrence Kopp. I'm David Grubb. And this has been Believe in Saints, brought to you by BetOnline.ag. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Who dat?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.